Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show? Do you enjoy talking about the show with others? Do you find yourself yelling at the TV? Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles? If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed. Meet us at Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for January 22nd through 26th. We did get a few pipelines, Port Charles pipelines. The first was not in Google Docs. It's in Gmail. Kimberly wrote a 411 on Lucy Co. for us.
Yay.
I skimmed it real quick and then I stopped myself because I was like, no, we're... Hi, Kim. I did not email you back saying, hey, we should do this. But I would love if she read it to us. That way we can respond and react and everything to it. And I know we were just talking about trying to do something different for over the summer. And obviously, like everything else, if something pops up that we have to do,
right,
we do it. But why don't we try to have like a fan spotlight summer?
That would be very cool.
Because we do have a backlog of people that we need to be getting in touch with. And... she just said, I want to distract myself from some light seasonal depression by writing up a 411 on Lucy Co. You guys suggested listeners could do this if they felt compelled. So here you go.
That's
totally
awesome.
Understand if you don't use it or if you can't get to it for a while, Bobby. Thank you for understanding. There's some gaps in my brain and the internet couldn't fill. But I hope maybe this is something you can use when you need a research break. I love it.
That's so awesome. And that will be great.
Appreciate all you guys do for us each week. Well, this is why we do it though, because yes, this is fun. But yes, so we can talk privately off screen.
We like actually ask you before we decide what you're doing.
No, but I want to throw that out there that perhaps if you have something, because it doesn't have to be perfect. So yes, I pretty much go like line by line through the week's research, but sometimes it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's really not there and that's okay. But if you have something that you're like really, really curious about and want to tell us about, especially if it's your favorite storyline, mm-hmm, or something like that, like we want to feel your energy. Doesn't mean that we're not going to. So, okay, she did Lucy Co. There could be things possibly missing or whatever. And that's not going to stop us from doing other Lucy stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's awesome.
Hopefully we can get that together. It's okay if it's not in your wheelhouse. But yeah, if you guys want to do like, we'll do fan spotlight summers. You don't have to be doing a 411 to be a spotlight. So just go to our website, pier54podcast@gmail.com. Nope, that's the email. there is a link on our website to be a fan spotlight and it's just generalhospitalpodcast.com. And then we got an email from she didn't sign it. Oh, yep. Jennifer. Thank you. Hi, ladies. Hope you're doing well. I just found a video podcast that Michael Fairman did with, and I love the fact, okay, she put an asterisk and then at the bottom explained who Michael Fairman is in case we didn't know. So I love your style because
that's a Shannon move.
She's putting some footnotes in. I do know who Michael, you know who Michael Fairman is, right? No, cool. But he just had Brighton Hartford, who played BJ as a child, and then again a couple weeks ago, and it's super fun. Thought you two might enjoy. I'm watching it right now, and it's really fun, mixed with some sad moments. She's talking about her experience as a child and from Jackie Bobby's memorial on GH. Thank you for everything you do. I love the podcast. Take care, Jennifer.
Cute.
But then she gives us like a link to all of his stuff. So I really, really appreciate that.
Okay, so who is he? Because I probably know
he's like a journalist. Yeah, he releases a lot of the he does tend to be one of the first people releasing any of the information that we find on our people.
Okay.
I do believe he is the one who broke Tyler Christopher and Billy Miller.
Okay.
And many other things.
So I do know who he is. I just don't know his name.
Right,
in case anyone hasn't caught on yet, I suck at remembering names. So yeah, I know lots of things. I just don't know that I know them.
That is very true. Yes. And then we did receive another email from somebody just on some of the stuff to do with what you were sharing about the heart stuff last week. So
thank you.
Appreciate when you guys send us resources too. I think there was a couple months ago, someone sent an autism organization that we talked about.
Yes. So I love that you guys actually listen to the reality check and get invested.
See,
in
I wasn't crazy.
On.
Amanda was like, no one's going to care.
Well, I like that they care now. I just wasn't sure. So yes, thank you, Vincent, for your information on the heart stuff. I would definitely keep that in mind as I'm going through this process with my girls and figuring out what's wrong with them. But I really do appreciate it. That's awesome. Thank you.
We love you guys.
We do.
So this upcoming Thursday, we will be doing Bobby Part 3, and it is only finishing 1991. So buckle up.
So when we said it wasn't going to be like Alan, we lied.
Yeah.
It's totally like
I
Alan.
We have to stop saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, oopsies, because it's more fun too. I'm not watching stuff the way that I did with Alan though.
That's probably good because you would cry way more. Like you liked Alan, but not the way that you liked Bobby. And so I don't think you could handle it.
I also feel, they shut down a lot of the YouTube channels recently too. So even if I was watching, I probably wouldn't be sharing, but I haven't been. But it has been difficult to find videos of, there are like a couple playlists of just her, but I know the BJ storyline.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I've already watched it, but Bobby and Carly, we are revisiting Bobby and Carly specifically.
Okay.
And you have to watch that. We have to rewatch that. Come on.
We might need to do that together with some wine.
What are you guys doing? Just spending 10 hours watching Bobby and Carly.
What are you guys yelling about? We're just yelling at Carly to stop being such a jerk.
Quit sleeping with your mother's husband. Spoiler alert.
No.
In case you didn't know.
So gross.
Yeah. So, Hulu headlines. On Monday, Laura consults with Dante about legal avenues regarding Ace. Esme visits Heather. Tracy and Scott engage in a battle of the wits. Nina reels from Drew's decisions. Brooklyn and Chase have a question for Gregory. On Tuesday, Tracy plays along with Scott. Lucy tries to reassure Martin. More like she tries to keep Martin.
Yeah.
Finn is anxious about his upcoming trial. Curtis awaits the result of his examination. And Anna is worried about Jordan. On Wednesday, Curtis throws a bon voyage party for Trina and Spencer. Heather opens up to Laura. Kevin appears to get through to Esme. Christina learns the results of her pregnancy test. Guys, next week, we're going to have a baby. And then,
I'm so mad.
I know. I sat there and I was like, I don't even want to watch because I don't know as much as you do about these processes.
I'm just so mad. I'll get into it.
Spinelli accuses Cody of being interested in Maxie. On Thursday, Laura, Dante, and Chase make an alarming discovery. Sunny advises Alexis. Martin thinks he has positive evidence that could be used in court. Jordan enlists Brick's help.
That would be so fun.
No. He lowered his voice an octave, and I didn't think the man could. Robert and Diane find themselves at an impasse over Sunny. And then on Friday, Spencer and Trina arrive in Paris. Finn takes a stand at his trial. Laura voices her regrets. Ava and Sunny make plans, and Valentine has a proposition for Nina. We are not putting them back together. I've stated my piece. Okay. Where do you want to get started?
I'm just going to
just dump them.
I'm just going to
do it.
Just going to yell and scream about it. And then I'm going to move on because there's nothing else. Okay. First of all, if I am wrong, please tell me I'm wrong because I would 100% want to be wrong here. But in my personal experience, which I feel like is pretty extensive, the whole reason we're using Christina is because we don't have time to get an egg donor, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that what we're doing with Christina is the same thing that we did with the previous surrogate, which is IUI. So Molly shows up at Christina's house. Here, I bought you some fruits and veggies. Oh my gosh, am I overstepping? Ha ha, we love each other. We're best friends. This is so great.
Remember when I hated you a month ago?
Mm-hmm. And then she says, why don't you take a pregnancy test? This test here says that it can detect pregnancies 6 days sooner. And Christina says it hasn't even been a week. So first of all, I'm addicted, like not even now, back in the day, addicted to pregnancy tests because I was trying so hard for my Madeline that I was like taking multiple tests a day and whatever. I got a positive test with her at 9 days. It was the like lightest little line you have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I like magnifying glass, hold up to the light. Do you see that line? Barely able to see. So yeah, wouldn't pop up bright. Like you can see that test result from 10 miles away with the plus sign and whatever. Would not be that positive because her body physically cannot make that much.
And they haven't been monitoring her to find out exactly when the proper time for insemination would have been, right? So like, did they even go a month to track her?
Well, so what they would have done was taken a baseline reading whenever she started her last cycle. And then they would have given her hormones and then they would have taken a look again. And if she was developing follicles, then they would have said X amount of days later, your follicles should be mature enough. And now we're going to give you a trigger shot to make you ovulate. And then that's whenever we're going to.
But none of that happened. Like
they didn't show us any of that. But okay, I'll say that happened off scene. Fine, whatever. Like I don't need to be.
They still sort of had her be like, man, I'm getting poked and prodded a lot without. to get pregnant without being poked and prodded.
You're ridiculous. Ridiculous. No wine again. And Shannon's just ridiculous.
Just some straight iced tea, guys. Not even sugar.
But anyway, so less than a week ago, her body would not have made enough of the hormone to be picked up by a pregnancy test. And if it happened to, it would not be these bright flashing lines that you saw on it. She also said it hasn't even been a week since implantation. Implantation.
I told you they said that last week.
Okay.
But I thought I was crazy, and so I was listening
to you. I did not hear it last week.
Where they said it so much this week. I'm like, okay, so, I definitely heard it last week.
So implantation, first of all, is like the act of the egg implanting in you. But the way that she would have meant it would have been through IVF, where they would take the egg that had already been fertilized and put it in her for her to carry it, which is not what happened because they're not doing IVF, they're doing IUI. Okay? And then we had the last surrogate get pregnant the very first try. Mm-hmm. And now Christina, oh, look, very first try. This is so ridiculously unrealistic. And you're making, like, okay, you're going to try to do a storyline on fertility to make people feel like, hey, this is something other people struggle with, which is the point of covering any health condition. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have, boom, success the first time. You're making so many people feel bad. That is not the way that it works in 90% of the cases, at least. I don't have an actual statistic on this. But no. Those procedures are not 100%. They very rarely work the first time. And you don't run around telling people 5 seconds after you get a pregnancy test, especially after a loss.
Like calling all the parents.
Yeah. Like,
right.
TJ's like, we don't want to get too excited because you may lose this baby. But let's call six people in.
I was glad that TJ calmed down for a second because I started to write, okay, guys, you've literally been through this before. Right. This isn't the first time you're being told you're going to be parents.
Right.
And I understand not dwelling on what happened because what happened and,
right. And
they need to.
With fertility, you only have a certain amount of time no matter what. Like fertility does not go on forever and they don't want to be waiting until they're 40 some to have their first kid. So, okay, yes, you can't change the past, move forward. Absolutely. Just because you go on to try again does not mean that the first meant any less to you. But the fact that she got pregnant the first time, I was like, no. At least have the disappointment of, oh, we tested too early and it's negative. Right. And then next week have her test again and be like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Because that would have put a smidgen of reality into it. But so this is ridiculous.
The MayoClinic.org. So the Mayo Clinic. I just did a quick word search. Implantation is nowhere in this entire process. I know. I trust you on this because I know
everything, especially saying, the differences, the 100% differences between IVF and IUI, because I've never done IVF.
Right.
So some of the words may loop together. I just know that that's the whole reason the IUI is cheaper, is because all you're doing is adding his stuff a little further in there than what you get the natural way.
Yeah.
Instead of they're taking eggs out, they're doing things in petri dishes and they're putting stuff back in.
Right. IUI literally stands for uterine insemination. Sorry.
Yep.
I was scrolling at the time. And for the results, I'm not going to read the entire article, but it gets down to the results. Wait 2 weeks before taking an at-home pregnancy test.
Yep.
Testing too soon could produce a result that is false negative. The test finds no sign of pregnancy when in fact you really are. You might get a false negative result if pregnancy hormones aren't yet at the levels that can be measured, or a false positive. The test detects a sign of pregnancy when you really aren't pregnant. You might get a false positive if you took fertility medication such as HCG.
Yes. The shot that causes, and I mean, there's 100 million different ones. I am in no way like the authority on the meds, because thank God I did not have to go that far into the process for what we were trying to do. But the trigger shot is what it's called. You give it to yourself 24 to 48 hours before they're going to do the procedure. And it literally will give you a positive pregnancy test. For most people, it's around 8 days. Okay. So taking a test less than a week.
Yep.
You're going to get a positive. Oh, that would actually be interesting if they turned around and were like, oh, wait, we're stupid. We shouldn't have taken a test.
Okay, so let's please. And then it says you may have a follow-up visit about 2 weeks after your home pregnancy test results. At the appointment, you may get a blood test, which is better at detecting pregnancy hormones after sperm fertilizes an egg. If you don't become pregnant, you might try IUI again before moving on to other fertility treatments. Often the same therapy is used for 3 to 6 cycles of treatment to maximize chances of pregnancy.
Yep.
3 to 6 cycles.
Yep.
Which means months.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like it's a disservice to the people who looked at this and were like, oh, finally, they're putting a story up that I'm supposed to identify with. Oh, gee, how come I wasn't like Christina and Molly and got pregnant on the first try? Because most people don't. That's why.
Right.
Mm. And I get it's a soap, but come on.
Oh, that was something else, too. I'm sorry. I think it said only 10 to 20% do.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. So, all right, I'll step down off my soapbox.
No, you're fine.
It made me so mad. I really wanted more from this. I really was expecting them to do a good job.
Well, let's hope that they change it. And, I mean, I still feel like I want them to ultimately adopt. I don't want the emotional stuff that they're going to have to go through. I'm not, like, wishing that on them.
Right.
But I still really liked our idea.
I like the idea of them adopting.
Adopting, you know, kids from difficult backgrounds that
Christina's new center could have a pregnant woman come in who is trying to get the rehabilitation that she needs and support for the fact that she's whatever is happening in her life. And she could need some nice parents to adopt her baby. And here we go.
There we go. There we go.
I know Christina's thing is LGBTQ, but I'm sure that they're dealing with other issues also. Like, I know it's friendly, but I'm assuming my take on it was it's for, like, anyone that's homeless or struggling or has issues.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Christina's going to turn away if it's great. Yeah. That would be really interesting. I like that. Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, and I agree. And I haven't gone through that. But, like, I've had friends who have definitely – there was a girl I used to work with that, I mean, she tried so much. And she kept getting pregnant and kept miscarrying. And, like, it was just – gut-wrenching to watch. And
it's a hard enough process to go through, especially like when you're younger and you're trying so hard and it feels like every friend that you know is like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. We weren't even trying, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
But to then watch it on TV and think like, here, we're going to get some representation, and it to be like, oh, nope, the first time it worked perfectly is just, it's not nice. You're making people feel bad.
Yeah, it's sad. Okay, where do we go from there? Oh, let's just stick with Jordan.
Sure.
So she was questioned by two agents.
She was.
So they weren't thugs.
They weren't thugs.
Someone was on the other side of the door. Who? Could it be your Taggart theory?
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be so good.
Could it be Taggart?
It could. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Because you would 100%.
Let's do it.
Be like, lay off her. Or is it Faith Roscoe? but then Brick goes to see her.
He sure did.
And oh, does he like her?
Yep. He's like, just go ahead and put your digits in my phone.
Well, okay, so he asks for her phone number. How did she contact him?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm like, did you just save it to your phone when they call you?
Yeah.
But he gets it, and then he says, gotcha, right outside the door.
Yeah.
Is Brooke going
I don't know. Bad? I don't know. I don't want him.
I don't. Or was it?
No. What? I hope it was like in a romantic, like, now I got your number.
I didn't take it that way. That's how I want it, too.
I want it to be like, gotcha, I'm so smooth, you're not going to be able to resist me.
Yes. But I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
No, I don't want him to be bad.
Well, because Sonny would not.
No, Sonny is close enough with Jordan. He would not.
I don't think he's close with Jordan, but he's close. Like
close with the family.
Yeah.
Right. Curtis. He wouldn't hurt Curtis by hurting Jordan.
Or TJ.
Right.
Yeah. No. Especially where Jordan hasn't done anything to him.
Yeah.
He's not in retaliation.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I want to take it that he meant it.
Or is he thinking in general he's having access to her phone, so he's gotcha. Like now he's got all the information that of where she just why she called him was to like get some help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want it to be good stuff. No bad stuff.
I know. All right. Well, that didn't take us very long. Curtis, want to talk about it again? We're speeding stuff up that shouldn't be.
Right.
Because what did they say? Basically, what was it? Three
patients out of the 25-ish?
Something, yeah.
Worked, and...
Of course he felt the stab in his foot.
Yeah.
Didn't feel it originally.
I did like that it wasn't like he ran it up his whole foot and he was like, oh my gosh, I feel that. Like,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
They did, like, the base of his foot first and he didn't feel anything. And then whenever they got to the toes, he felt something. So maybe we're going to like.
And he did like an actual, it was a different type of pressure that he felt.
Right. He used like a safety pin to like prick his foot.
Yeah. I was like, how's that sanitary? Just pull that out of your pocket, doc.
Is that medical?
Right. I did not see that sterilized.
So, well, this isn't working. Let me just undo the safety pin holding my jacket together. Anybody have a lighter? So I can
right. Oh my gosh. I feel like kids know that now.
When I pierced my own belly button,
I was going to say, I'm like, but that is 100% like an 80s baby, 90s kid. When you want to pierce something, you're so, oh, we're not going to give these kids ideas. Back in our day, kiddos.
It's a very bad idea.
Yes.
Don't do it. It results in infected belly buttons.
I was just thinking, I'm like, the fact that like half of our generation didn't die of unnecessary infections caused by ourselves.
Yeah.
Is pretty impressive. Go us.
That was the only thing I ever pierced. Like, I would never have pierced my own ears.
I didn't do it, but I mean, it's...
But one day, my mom said, no, I couldn't get my belly button pierced, and I was like, fine, do it myself. That's another story. It's
another podcast. Maybe we need a How I Survived the 90s podcast. So then Curtis had a send-off party for Trina at the Savoy.
That was so sweet. That was actually very thoughtful. There was no negativity. You could tell, obviously, that Portia was like, Spencer, but she wasn't ridiculous with it.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Everyone was saying very nice things.
She and Ava had a really nice moment. Yes. They're going to lean on each other.
Yes.
And that's Ava's prompting.
Exactly.
Ava loves that girl so much.
She does. But she won't be around for the next week to comfort her too much because she's going to go down to the island with Sunny. Are they trying to put the two of them back together?
I don't know. I like them as friends. I really do like how she's just like reading the paper and she's like, do you see this? He's like, I just knew it was happening. She's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Doesn't question anything. Just, oh, yeah, of course.
I liked his response of, what did you think, or what did Nina think was going to happen whenever you go against Carly and Drew? Like, duh.
Right?
Mm. But yeah, I like them as friends, and I like the way that she challenges him, like, being in his business. Like, whenever Britt came over to visit him, she was like, if you're waiting for me to leave, that's not happening. Right. Because I'm part of this. So, right. And I love that. But them having a drink together, I just felt like, are we trying to make them flirty and cute? Please don't.
I don't think so. Because he also was hanging out with Alexis. So, for a minute, before they got the call that they're going to be grandparents again.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm. Sunny doesn't have to be with somebody right now. And if
Sunny
could
be single for a minute.
Sunny could be single for a minute, or he just like, sorry, this is Sunny. So if
he
it offends
is also
you,
still
sorry.
Married.
He is still married, but Sunny in Sunny ways, if he wanted to go down to the island and have a hookup with someone else to get over Nina, that would be more acceptable than hooking up with Alexis or Ava. And Ava shouldn't be trying to hook up with him, not just because she shouldn't, but because she claims to be Nina's friend, and you don't hook up with your friend's husbands. No matter how much your friend messed up the marriage.
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Just needs to be some random girl. Sorry.
Or he could just be single and read a book.
He could read a book, but he's not going to. He's Sunny.
He just needs a book.
Sunny has never been alone. He just jumps from one woman to another. He's that guy that can't be by himself.
We need to break down over the past 30 years, how long has Sunny been single?
5 minutes.
Seriously, though.
I'm betting it's 5 minutes.
I am really curious now. Over the past 30 years, has he even collectively been single for a month?
I would bet you not.
Okay.
So.
Sorry, I think of weird things.
No, that's a good question. He bed hops for comfort.
And always winds up back with Carly.
Always.
Oh, but then Spencer told the girls that he thinks Esme has her memory back.
Yes, they were shocked.
Yeah. Trina was really not happy about him leaving Ace, though.
Yeah,
or giving up Ace. She's like, you seriously did that? Like, I wish that she had been angry about it. That, like, when she found out about it, that behavior disappointed her.
Yes, because she should have been angry, and then he should have been like, wait, listen, there was a reason why.
Right.
And then she could have softened and been like, okay, I see, like, your hands were kind of
tight. Because it sounded like he just bluffed the toilet seat up. She's like, I can't believe that you did that again. No, you kind of just gave your brother away to someone who's not the lesser of two evils, but has more money of the two evils, I guess.
I don't know. I really don't know where they're going with this whole storyline. I was shocked.
Because Esme went to go see Heather again.
Yes.
And they're talking things out, and she's like, you gave me up. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we have nothing. Heather's talking like, I've been your mother this whole time.
She's got the Alexis syndrome. Right. I've raised you. No, you didn't.
And then as she's leaving, she called her Heather and then mother.
Yeah.
And then she ran off, and Heather's like, don't go do what I think you're going to do. And then Heather called Laura, and I thought at first Heather was being a good mom and is like, and was like,
were you drinking when you watched this?
No, unfortunately, okay. No. I watched all of them last night.
Okay.
That she was, obviously she was trying to manipulate Laura, of course, but that she was really like, okay, Esme is going to do something like seriously wrong, and she's not understanding further down, because yes, she has her memories back, but I really don't think she's fully Esme again.
Okay.
You know, like, I feel like she's not old Esme 100% knows how everything is going to play out and how deceitful and everything. This Esme remembers some things, but doesn't have that.
The confidence.
The forethought of this is how bad this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in truth, Heather just wants her arrested so that she winds up in Pentonville with her. So they can hang out.
Hang out with her daughter. Every mother's
Laura's
dream.
Like, no.
Come to prison with me.
Right? I think even if winds up being tried and all that, I think Laura's going to make sure she does not go to Pentonville.
Yes.
For that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know that I agree 100% with your she doesn't have the forethought. I don't know that she has the forethought to see the whole picture.
Yeah.
But she's got the forethought enough. Like, that letter from Maggie was planted. She bought the ticket on her own account, her bus ticket on her own account to go to Canada. But then she was using the credit card, and we all know she was booking a plane to Paris.
So, yes, But I'm just saying, like, she doesn't, it's not the whole. So, like, she's, because look at what she just did to Kevin. She and Kevin were having a nice conversation and she seemed to be responding well to it. And then in a panic moment, and Esme never panicked. Esme,
I don't know if I'd call that panic. I feel like she was just letting him go along so he felt okay. And then she got up and she knew that she was going to do that. And then she was like, sorry, Uncle Kevin.
So is he going to come out of it thinking that he's Ryan?
No.
Have you thought about that too? Because remember when Kevin was engulfing him? He was really submerging himself in Ryan's history years and years ago. So is he going to come out thinking that he's Ryan?
No. I refuse. Okay. We're just not doing that again. Ryan's character was amazing. And the fact that he could jump back and forth between both characters so seamlessly just gives all the credit in the world to his acting ability. But no, we don't need to see it again.
No.
Okay? Just let him be boring old Kevin for a little while.
So do you think she's going to hurt Spencer and Trina?
I think she's going to hurt Trina. She wants Spencer, so I don't think she's going to hurt him. But Trina, heck yeah, you got to get rid of her so that he can realize that he loves Esme.
I'm so torn on what the heck's happening with this. Because she even said, like, she deserves to be punished for what she did. And she said that with her knowing that she remembered stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
But now that Ace is gone, she's going to blame Trina for talking bad about her to Spencer. And so the revenge is warranted.
But she and Trina just had that truce, basically, where Trina was like, listen, we're never going to be best friends. But
Ace wasn't gone then.
Right.
Yeah. Ace leaving, I feel like, changed everything.
Okay. But she hasn't seen Trina since then.
Right.
For her to know even how Trina's responding when Trina's response is, I can't believe you did that.
I don't think it matters, though. I think that Trina could be 100% on Esme's side in this part, and Esme would still think that it was a trick.
Okay.
Because sometimes you just can't blame the man. You got to blame the girlfriend, even though that's totally unjust.
I'm curious. I mean, it's... Why didn't she file a police report? Dante's like, how has she not done this yet? Although, I loved Dante saying to Spencer, so you were aiding and abetting a fugitive.
Yep.
You want to talk about this now?
That was beautiful.
He's like, your dad's actually not committed a crime, but you sure have.
Yes. I was disappointed that Laura seemed like she didn't know that, though.
Right.
Yeah. Taking your own child, if there's not a custody agreement, is not kidnapping.
Right. Even if you were presumed dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe messed up, but it's not kidnapping.
Right. Oh, but that's right. Heather told, sorry, I put this separately for some reason, that Heather told Laura that she got her memories back on Christmas Eve.
Yep. I did like Laura blaming herself to Portia and saying, like, I don't know how to live with myself because I wanted to believe that she had changed and I was supporting her because she was my grandson's mother and blah, blah, blah. And I just love Portia being like, no one's thinking that. Like, I'm not angry with you. It's okay. But I feel like that's something that we would all do because you rethink everything that you've done in your whole life when something goes wrong like that.
Yeah. Just poor Laura. I mean,
but Kevin's going to be
and then
okay.
I know. And then she found him. She's like, Kevin. I'm like, no.
He's going to be okay.
I know. I did not cry because I was like, yeah, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. I thought it was a little dramatic that Portia was like, if it would have just been a little bit longer before you found him or whatever. Was that Portia or another doctor?
I can't remember. I can't remember
but
either.
But one of the doctors was like, if you wouldn't have found him when you did, this could be a much different story. And I was like, really?
Could it have been?
He wasn't bleeding. It didn't seem like she really hit him that hard. But
that was a pretty big vase, though.
It was, but it didn't
was
break.
It a vase? I know. That's what I was just thinking.
I don't
know if
it
break.
Was a vase or just a decorative piece. It was like a circle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I felt like I knew he wasn't going to die. So the medical professionals were just overreacting.
Okay. So I did like Portia in one section this week that was very difficult. And I'm sitting there like, seriously, you're saying that? But then I remembered, yeah, you do. When she broke down to Liz and she said all the horrible thoughts that we always think when something's happening. And you're like, of course, I'm going to love and support them absolutely no matter what. But like, I'm never going to be able to dance with my husband again.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, and I just want to be able to dance with him. I do believe that Portia would love Curtis and stay with him.
Right.
If this doesn't work. But I mean, like, that's part of
that was a good
that is
that was a good honest reality.
Right.
That's how you would feel. I didn't like the stuff with Robert and Diane. That was...
I thought it was so cute that he had her favorite song playing when exactly. she came in.
He was trying so hard, and then she's like, but what about the fact that I am friends with Sunny?
But that is important because that is... It is her work, but also, but she even said, she's like, Sunny Corinthos is one of my best friends. Is that a problem? Because he's not just a client. If she could have told him, he's a client the same way that you do your job, no matter who it is, you know that you have to do your job, not based on who the person is, but like what the situation is. Like, you have to do your job. So do I. But she made it more than work. Like, she made it also personal. Yeah,
and then
personal.
She pointed out all of his personal connections to people who could be considered shady.
Right.
And so then they're like, oh, I guess we'll leave it in the courtroom. I just felt like it was unnecessary. Like, they've been on how many dates now that he's like, I truly care about you and blah, blah, blah. I feel like you would have had this conversation already, or you would just know it's one of those things. Like, but you I can have friends that aren't friends.
But I think that he thought Sonny was just a client. And so I think that's stupid. Why he wasn't getting it, and that's why...
Robert's not that stupid.
He's not.
I don't know why we're playing him that way.
But I think that that's why, like, it took a couple times for him to be like, wait a second, like, you are actually friends with him. He's not just, like, a long-term client. Of course, he's, like, your cash cow, so it's not like you're making a business decision. It's, no, you're actually friends with the man.
I feel like Robert's not that stupid, and so it was an unnecessary conflict that they needed to bring up and have a conversation about. If we're going to put them together, can we just put them together? Like, I'm tired of seeing this.
Yeah.
Every week it's a different, oh no, they can't be together.
I did think it was funny when Alexis and Sunny came down too. And I'm like, did she really bring them to right, have a powwow? Right.
We're going to have a double date.
Right. Like, nope. we're going to hash this out. No.
No. They just saw each other on the way there. Not a big deal.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And Laura is asking Anna to go back to the PCPD.
That I was surprised at.
And she's talking her into it. And Anna's like, I can't do that. Do you know how much people hate me? And then Jordan's like, yeah, so this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. They said Max out of the country for who knows how much longer.
And has made it very clear that he does not want to go back to being full-time commissioner.
So there you go, Anna.
Yep.
And I feel like when the grandmother of the kid that you accidentally shot is telling you it's okay that you're
that's a pass.
Resolved.
Yeah.
Like, right. Come on. I know you didn't go to confession, but I feel like you're all good. Oh my gosh.
So you didn't really have anything to go to confession about though.
Right. But I just mean,
right?
She felt guilty about it. Oh, yeah.
Right. Like her she needed her own.
Yeah. 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 I knew this should be waiting until reality check, but I was traumatized. I was watching Shameless. You never made it the whole way through,
no.
Right? Okay. So I was watching Shameless, and they get to the point where the main character, Frank, is going to this, like, commune where all these people live together and help each other out. Like, everyone has to work for their stuff, whatever, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. And he's, like, one of the only other guys there. And the main dude comes out. I'm, like, not even paying attention to the screen.
Sober?
No, it's friggin' Cyrus. And I'm like, Cyrus? What are you? Yes, sorry.
See, I just said I'm not good with names.
No, it was Cyrus. Oh, wait, that's the same person. It took my brain that extra minute. I'm very sorry.
I only stared at her, like, for a little
one
extra
second,
longer.
And my brain, like, then my brain like, was like, same person. I told you, I'm so bad with names.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I love him, even though I hate him. So I do know his name. But
so
do
you like
moment,
him a little bit more now that you
no.
see him?
No, I'm traumatized.
Oh.
So he had been the man of the commune.
Oh.
So he had been servicing all the women. So all the women were very attracted to Frank because he's this like
he's new
meat.
Yeah.
And so he is servicing the women. And so then Cyrus gets mad and Frank is like, sorry that you weren't doing a good enough job that they like have to jump to me. Ooh. So the way that they figure it out is they have like a brawl and they're like standing in this mud pit, both in their tighty whities, like wrestling it out. And I'm like, stop doing this. Oh my God.
And I know that Frank is William H. Macy. So like, I'm really just picturing this in my head. And I'm like, what? Okay.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I'm traumatized for real. So yeah. But then
maybe now I'll have to make it through.
I'll just tell you what episode to watch. You don't even have to watch the whole thing. And then it turns out that they're making some type of drug. I really wish I knew my drugs better. No. It's like from plants. Opium?
From poppy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Opium. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're not going to ask how Shannon knows this. Anyway.
It actually goes to French class, but that's an entirely different. Okay. Well, no. Long story short, in French class, there was a movie that we watched with Catherine Deneuve, and she was in Vietnam. It was called Indochine, and they were doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Frank goes back to the city. He's in some trouble with some drug dealers, and they're going to kill him. And he's like, wait, don't kill me. I have access to this stash of tons of opium. Like, here, come with me. And so they like break into the commune greenhouse or whatever, and Cyrus is there with a big gun, and he's like, you guys need to leave, blah blah blah. And I'm like, see, even in this he's a bad dude. And
but when just he's Remy,
clothes on,
but when he's Remy, he's the weird landlord.
No, I just I am scarred for life. Don't watch Shameless if you feel the same way I do about Cyrus. Okay.
That's funny, though.
Or at least not that episode. I'm sorry.
You can't escape him.
I couldn't save it for reality check because I just remembered how traumatized I was.
No, that's funny. I don't even know where to go from there.
Sorry. We said confession, and then that put me as him being the priest.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, look at you thinking like me for a minute.
My brain just went haywire. I apologize.
I mean, real quick, Trina and Spencer are in Paris. That's about it.
Right.
They ooh-la-la'd and...
And the guy came in because they didn't put the do not disturb sign on, which makes you wonder, like, oh, no.
And he's like,
I'll secure these doors because Esme's going to come in and kill you in your sleep. Be careful. Great.
And he's like, I knocked and I didn't hear anything, so I thought you went out. He just asked you for a charger because his phone – he even told you his phone was dying.
Yeah.
Do you think? Then again, we are – I don't know how technology usage is in other countries. I'm pretty darn sure that America, like the United States, is probably – more consumed by their technology.
Yes.
That perhaps in Paris, but they can survive
without
it.
You don't know what
it.
Kind of business they do and stuff. Like personal use,
right.
I would assume is down just because it seems like they have more beautiful things to go explore. But if he needed it for business, like, yeah, I'm waiting here for my charger because I have to make a business call.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It was just weird, but it was supposed to show you the compromised security.
Yes.
This week really did not have my attention much, so.
Okay, so was Carly wearing blue or green? That jacket, was that? I thought it was green at the end of last week, and then when she walked into this week, I was like, is it blue? I don't know.
I thought it was more black this week.
Well, yeah, but then I was giving myself blue. That way it wasn't like lighter than black.
Maybe it was the lighting in the doorway because I was totally with you.
Like I said, it looks deep, dark green, almost black, but could it be blue?
Okay. Yeah. Because last week you were like, she looks good in green. I was like, yeah, she does. And then this week when she walked in, I was like, wait, that's not right. Green.
But it was definitely the same. Oh, okay. That outfit though was just amazing.
Yeah.
Let's just throw it out there. But Nina told her that Olivia spilled the beans. And I'm so thankful that very quickly both of them were like, so you were eavesdropping.
Right. Exactly.
Like, because Nina or Olivia did not tell you.
Yes.
So does Drew get your gold star this week, though, for the, oh my God, Nina, just shut up and leave.
Mm, no.
I thought his responses to her were so funny. I'm sitting there like.
They were very funny, but I just don't like all of that. I don't like Nina. I'm not particularly fond of Drew. I just don't like any part of that. Sorry.
But like, Carly does not want anything to do with Crimson.
Right.
She's like, we can do this together.
She's like, I said I'd do it temporarily just to make Nina mad.
Right.
I
but you really have to hire somebody.
I don't want this job. I have Bobby's to take care of.
Thank you. So I had an epiphany last night when I was trying to fill somebody in on how One Life to Live was temporarily on General Hospital. And I know that that lawsuit was over, and I know that the web series was over. And somebody's not on the show right now. Could we possibly bring back Todd Manning? Could it happen? Because then Carly would have her new person, because I really wanted Carly and Todd.
Yeah. But can he forgive her?
Listen, it's been some time. It's been 11 years.
But can I'm sure he, that he
has,
her?
I'm sure that he has had his own transgressions.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be all for it.
But I was explaining, like, I'm like, because one day they were just gone and like they never referenced them anymore. Oh, because it was JD was talking about how Michael Easton has been so many characters. And then I was trying to fill the person in on what that meant.
Yeah.
And I was like, but like John McBain was kind of not fair because it was just taken from him. And yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, could we, is it possible? I don't even know. Like I know that they're not using the characters, so...
I'm all for it. All for it.
Can we take up a collection if we need to buy Todd Manning? Bring Roger back?
That just, would be just awesome. Saying.
Because the alternative is that Valentin is going to fund a competitor, a rival news or a magazine, to take down Drew and Carly. But Nina said no.
Nina was actually...
She kept holding his hand, though.
Were you ready to punch her? Mm-hmm. You mad? She's touching your man.
No, but still... And I know. You know, I loved Nina and Valentin together. I was definitely one of their biggest champions. Right. Like, I would not want Chase and Willow to get back together now.
It's over.
You know, it's... No. And she's like, we really do bring out the worst in each other, don't we? No, Nina. But you're just a horrible person.
I was proud of her for that split second. Yes. Okay. Yes. It's like earth shattering. I was proud of her for that split second because she was like... I would love to take you up on your offer because I am indeed an evil person just like you are. But
Valentine's not evil.
Actually care about my daughter some, and I know that if I do this, that there will actually be a consequence this time.
I think that's the first time she ever actually did something in Willow's best interest.
Right. She like thought ahead. Like we just said, Esme can't think right. to the end. This is the first time we've seen Nina think to the end.
But of somebody else.
I don't know.
She always thought, no, because everything all the other things she did for Willow were actually for her. She just wanted Willow to accept that they might have been.
Yeah, but I still think that this isn't really for Willow. This is for her to get Willow back into her life, which I don't know is best for Willow.
Okay, okay, okay.
It's just what Nina wants.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But still, she was smart enough to realize that she couldn't have both.
Right.
So good job, Nina, on getting a little bit of a brain.
And then... She saw Olivia in the bathroom and like didn't even give her a heads up of, hey, by the way, just told Carly that I overheard you. Because I don't think Olivia knows that.
No, she doesn't.
So she's
yet.
Going to.
Yep.
But she's like, why are you being nice to me? Olivia's like, because I'm not a jerk like you.
Right, exactly. I'm nice to everyone as much as I can be. Am I going to lie and tell you that you were right when you were wrong? No, but right. I'm not going to like shun you for life. You know, you're... crying like you lost your whole world, but you are still half partner in this hotel.
Right.
So
I did like her reaction though when she's like, Drew just fired me and gave it to Carly, and she's like, oh. Well, and that's what pretty much that was everyone's reaction.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, really didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
It was great. All of us are like, I should have thought of that.
Loved it.
But sometimes the plainest answer that's in front of you is the one you don't think about.
Yep.
But then also in the bathroom.
What was that?
So Scott called Lucy. He had invited Tracy to the Metro Court. And I loved when he's like, okay, can we just go somewhere else? Because Lucy and Martin showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nope, you never let them take you to a second location.
Yep.
But so Martin showed up just as Lucy was going to be going down to the Metro Court. And I don't know what she was planning on doing down there, spying on them, whatever.
No idea.
And Martin gets upset when he sees...
Scott
and Tracy together, and then he remembers what Tracy told him. Yeah, Lucy and Scott are thick as thieves. Like, there is absolutely no separating them. So he knows, like, there's nothing, even if he's hearing.
Right.
I feel like he does trust Tracy on, no, seriously, you're never going to be able to get them apart.
I mean, it's history.
Right. And
you could ask anyone.
He gets upset and leaves, and then he goes in the bathroom after, Lucy's crying. And he's like, I want the entire history of you and Scott. Because Lucy, she downplayed the relationship that she had with Scott.
Yes.
And Martin's like, not that stupid. You have to tell me everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so vulnerable when he's like, I told you my past. Like, I told you why I didn't want to get married because of how I've been burned in the past. Just tell me. I thought you loved me. And she said, I did.
Ooh.
Yeah. To be fair, he's the one who started with the past tenses. But I do feel like that is a natural, but I did. Like, you know, if he says, I thought you love me.
Right.
She would have probably said, I do.
Right.
You know, but he had the flashbacks of them talking about their future together. And then he stormed out and then she's crying and then she gets a handkerchief and she's like, I knew you'd come back. And it's Scott.
Oh, Lucy. Again, I don't understand why we can't just let her be with Martin.
When is she going to realize that she should not lose all of her guys because of Scott?
Right.
And she's not completely innocent in this. I mean, she and Scott are being nefarious.
But whenever Scott, like, propositioned her relationship-wise, she was like, no, I'm with Marty.
Right. But I do think she is using it to her advantage to get...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
It's Lucy. Come on. Right.
But that's...
I'm not
that's
saying...
That's part of the problem.
Yes. I'm not saying she should. I'm just saying no one's really shocked by that.
But exactly. If she really loves Marty, she wouldn't be doing it. And she'd be like, no, listen, I'm not even going to try to use what you are willing to do for me to get you to do what you want for me.
Right.
If that makes sense. But then also at the Metro Court, Chase, Brooklyn, and Gregory were having dinner. And they asked Gregory to officiate the wedding, which I thought was so sweet.
That was sweet.
And then to see him, like, I don't know if I'll even be able to.
They were very sweet, though. They're like, it's okay. You just do your best. And we'd rather see you, like, stumbling over words than have anyone else marry us.
And we'll have a backup just in case that makes you feel better.
Yep.
But you're not going to need it.
Yeah.
And then Tracy said hi to him real quick. And then she's like, okay, bye, I'm leaving. And then she came back and she's like, you're still here. And he couldn't move. But then he walked around to the couch.
Right. I don't know.
And there was no, but there was no explanation of how his body changed.
Right.
Felt.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, my legs are stiff. Hold on. I just need a minute. Right. Okay. Now I'm going to like carefully walk over to the couch and sit.
Right.
He was just like, I can't move. And then 2 seconds later, he's like, yeah, let's sit on the couch.
Right. And Tracy perfectly summed up the, so I do know that some ride shares are trying to be better with how they provide service to people with disabilities as passengers, but she perfectly summed it up. With basically like, they're going to drop you off at the wrong address. They're going to it's going to be too far away. They're not going to know what to do, which is fair. I mean, you cannot know how to handle every last little thing
right. When
you work with the public. Like, it's just not possible. But she's like, no, you're not taking a ride share. I'm going to drive you because I know if something happens, if you tense up or something, we're going to the ER, even though you just said no, because they'll keep you.
Right.
Like that's,
this is what's happening.
Yeah. And it's not all, and it's not like a completely general statement, but it's just, I mean, it's one of the biggest concerns I have for my daughter if she starts using them for transportation is, but what happens if she can't communicate correctly with them? And I know my daughter and his things are completely different, but, you know, they're on a timetable. What if he can't get out? What if he can't get out?
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
So I like that she brought up, no, seriously, just let me take you. And it was, you're not. What if something happens? You're not going to be okay. So that was, I like that. But then Brooklyn and Chase go to the axe throwing and she tells them all about how Lucy and Scott are using Tracy and to just get deception back and to, you know,
money
weasel. I'm like, I love the fact that they just straight up know this.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, we're totally playing into their hands.
So then all that's left is Finn in court.
Either Finn or Maxie, Felicia, and Spinelli.
Oh. Maxie, Felicia, and Spinelli. That was kind of...
Aw, see, I liked it. James got new boots. And, oh, that was so heartbreaking when Maxie's like, my kid should not be trying to help me financially. But she hasn't been talking with him about money. He overheard. So right. It's not like she's bringing a child into adult problems, which sometimes people do that. And even as adults, you should not be brought into your parents' problems, some of your parents' problems.
But I feel like money is one of those things that has a fine line because, okay, James is too young to be worried, but it didn't seem like it was causing him distress. Like, we're not like,
right. Oh, he's just like, I can sell them so that
school, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He's not having issues like that. He's like, Mom, I heard you talking about money is tight. These boots are nice. You could just keep the money. Hey, right. There you go.
But Maxie's not thinking that. She's thinking that her son knows everything she knows. And so that's bothering her. But like, I mean, when I was a single mom, you know, the kids knew things were tight.
Right.
You know? And they have to know that to a degree.
I think they need to know that it doesn't matter if you have $10 or $10 million, there's still a limit to what you can do.
Right.
And kids should be aware of that because realistically they're going to be on their own someday and they're going to have to learn to budget whether they have $10 or $10 million because you still can't have everything.
But I think that Maxie really, because at first everyone's like, Cody, you should have asked. And then I'm thinking, Cody doesn't know that Maxie's having money problems. He bought James a gift.
Because he has extra money and wants to splurge it on the people
like
that he cares about.
He's finally making money.
Right.
And he wants to give his buddy new shoes.
Right.
To help him with the thing that they're doing, like right. the horses. If Maxie was not having money problem, she would have thought that was the sweetest thing in the world. And I understand also the guilt thing, but it's not like Cody did it from a place of pity.
Right.
Or even if he knew and he was just offering to get him something, it is hard. You know, it's
hard to take things from people whenever you know all the background information. So that plays into your mind. And that's where she was coming from. But I don't know. The whole thing kind of was silly, though, because she's like, James, you just got new boots from Grandma Nina or whatever, Aunt Nina, whatever the heck she is. And he's like, yeah, they pinched my toes. They fit like that day. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Your kid got boots that just barely fit for horseback riding. You would say, especially to Nina, hey, do you think we can go a half size up on these? You wouldn't just keep them, wear them for a month, and then go buy a new one.
But also, he is a little boy. That's how quickly they grow. Like,
true, but she said,
yeah,
I noticed that they were a little snug when he tried them on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just feel like I was fine with the confrontation between Spinelli and him because it brought to light where he was like, look, I'm not trying to steal your girl, okay?
Right.
It's obvious that you like her. That's not the relationship I want. And Spinelli's like, what are you talking about?
So are we going to have to take a break on Bobby and do a Maxie Spinelli background?
Oh, so good.
We'll see
what happens. We gotta see.
And then Felicia's like, just give Cody a chance. And Spinelli's like, seriously? Like, you told me to watch out for him.
Right.
But I think that Felicia, she obviously, even though the test came back as a negative, I think she still knows.
I don't know if she still knows or she just trusts now because she felt stupid for running a test unnecessarily.
Okay, there is that too.
Yeah.
So then the last thing is Finn. At the trial.
I like that they're letting Sam be the hero of this.
Well, first he went to a meeting before he went to his trial, so that was good.
That was good. And then they're like, well, they're going to bring up your drug past, and they're going to bring up this and that. Like, you need to be ready to respond. And so sure enough, Diane was like, you were dismissed from GH for a while. What was going on?
I did like that you could see how much it was paining her to say that because she couldn't look at him.
Right.
She had her back turned to him and, like, her head down, and I don't know. It could have just been me because, I mean, sometimes they do that for dramatic effect, but they're looking at the jury's eyes.
Right.
Like, she had her head down, and I got the impression that she did not want to be bringing that up, but she knew that this is what I was talking about earlier with the Robert Diane thing. It's like,
yes,
but I have to provide the best defense for representation for my client, and this is something that I know.
Yes.
And, but yes, I love that Sam is – remember, Sam has a job?
Yeah, exactly. And I love the fact
she's
that
good at it.
She came to them first and was like, there's footage of this, there's footage of that. Just give me some more time and I'll have some information. And sure enough, she came back and was like, yeah, they're broke. There's like liens on their house and stuff. And he had already cashed in his life insurance policy.
And that was before Aurora stock tanked.
Right. So here you go. Like, here's your proof that they're like setting you up, Finn.
So he knew he was sick and intentional.
So gross.
That's really sad. He went away to die so that his family got the insurance money.
Yeah.
Like, he intentionally did not go seek treatment so that when he passed, his family would get the insurance money. And I don't think I don't know this guy, but I highly doubt that he thinks that they would have gone after the hospital and sued them and, like, all this stuff. I think he was just thinking they'll get the insurance money, they'll be able to get caught up on bills, and they'll be okay.
No, because he already cashed out his life insurance policy.
He did?
Yes.
How did I miss that one? Okay, well then, never mind everything I just said.
Yeah, they said he was cash poor.
Oh, so are they thinking that he and his wife talked about this? Oh, then I don't like that. I don't like her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, this was planned. Absolutely.
I apparently wasn't paying attention.
Well, it's just one sentence, but yes, they said he cashed out his life insurance policy before he found out he was sick. So then whenever he found out he was sick, he had to have been like, oh, crap, I can't get a life insurance policy now because I have a pre-existing condition. So we'll just frame a nice doctor.
I'm sorry, but it sounds like they did pretty well from the things that
mismanaged the money.
And that happens. But guess what? I would rather have my husband be alive.
Right.
And we lose the house and we wind up going into like a little 2-bedroom house.
Right.
3-bedroom house. Maybe not the little McMansion that it sounds like they might have had.
Right.
Oh, there's always ways out of it.
There is.
Oh my gosh, that woman intentionally allowed her husband to die and leave her children, their children.
Yeah. So her like whole sob story of my children would have a dad for graduation and to walk them down the aisle. Like, no, y'all chose this already.
That's disgusting. Part of me is kind of glad that I didn't hear that sentence and we could talk this one out because that yeah. I was coming from the, oh, he was doing what he thought that his family needed. And like, that's heartbreaking because
you're so nice.
But how many people probably do that?
Probably.
And that's, it's horrible to think that that's what he saw as the answer. And yeah, okay. So I was.
Okay. Your brain is so innocent. It's so sweet. And I'm like, no.
I really thought that he was just doing that. But
nobody has good intentions like that. What are you talking about?
That is so messed up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's gross. That is so gross. Oh, I'm not going to. Oh, those kids. I know it's a fake story. I know this.
All right.
So oh my gosh.
Is there anything else? We're moving on.
Oh, Finn's been on for 8 years and 11 months.
Yeah.
Almost 8 years, 7 years and 11
seven
months.
Years I wrote, 11 he's been months, on for he's almost been head yeah. of whatever.
No, he's been in General Hospital. And in that time, like you did the Blackwood syndrome and like all that stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it really has been almost 8 years that we've had Finn. So interesting. All right, now, other than that, now that I'm...
Just roll into reality check so you don't have to be upset anymore.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
Oh, no. I'll just get us started because I went to a seminar today. So we're recording Saturday night. I went to a seminar today on how to identify human trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Which I had... Obviously, like, you know about human trafficking, you know. I had read something about how... real estate agents should be being taught more because we are really, we're in people's homes.
Okay.
And how we should be able to, of course, we cannot be just our responsibility, but we should be trained on identifying
right
things. And it was just really eye-opening because like I've at least done like a teeny, teeny, tiny bit of research, but then also with the stuff with my daughter and my work in disability awareness, I know how targeted that, community is.
Yes.
And so I'm sure you're going to love this. Yeah, I definitely talked to the woman afterwards. I was like, so we need to do something together because I don't feel like there's any of this education going on with programs that like my daughter's in and everything. Oh, I just thought of another one. Sorry, I just thought about another one that she's been in those two awareness films for financial abuse and emotional abuse.
Oh, yeah.
And this would be one for them to have. So my daughter's done these couple films. She used to do like a film camp that John Travolta's brother Joey put on because he was a special ed teacher for like 30 something years. And he owns Inclusion Films, which he employs people with intellectual disabilities, which is awesome. And he actually had a camp in Pittsburgh. This was because when was the last one? I think it was 2019. So it would have been, I think her last red carpet was 2019. So the last camp was
right
18. So it was great. And we got connected with all these people. And so there's a local organization that started doing, there are training videos for us to identify these things in people that are in more vulnerable situations. Like how can we identify when someone is being physically abused, like things to look for when someone is, has a caregiver and like stuff like that. But there's not really any training on them learning how to identify it when it's happening to themselves. Right. And they're able to, we just have to teach it to them the right way. So the first one that she did was the emotional abuse one, relationship abuse. Like, and basically they were the B-roll footage and it was my daughter was sitting at a table. It's actually how she got her job at the little cafe because they opened up for us to film there. I just was telling one of the moms about how we were trying to interview like at this one place and we just never heard back. And she's like, I hear that all the time about them. Why don't you talk to these guys? they're great. And so now she's been there for 3 years this summer, I think. But so her B-roll footage was my daughter sitting there, like, just, like, looking sad, like, her boyfriend's ignoring her and, like, all this. And then they have her bring up her cell phone, and they're like, oh, shoot, we need someone to text her. They had me gaslight my daughter.
Oh, I remember.
So, like,
this.
We changed my name in her phone, said sweetheart. And I'm like, honey, just remember, I don't mean a single thing that is coming. She's like, I know you're acting, mom. I'm like, okay, as long as you know that. But so that organization also did one about financial abuse because so many people steal money from these people. It is disgusting. And they deserve to know, like, about their own money and keep track of it. This would definitely be something for them to do. Okay, so now, yeah. But it's just, it's really disgusting. I'm not going to get, like, into all the stats, but the United States, so many people think, like, it's not in the United States. We are the number one producer and consumer of human trafficking.
So gross.
And it made more money. I will say this one. Human trafficking made more money than Starbucks, professional sports teams. So that's, like, teams.
Yeah.
That was $35 billion. Okay, Starbucks was $8.1 billion. Professional sports team, $35.5 billion. Facebook, $85.9 billion. Human trafficking, $150.8 billion. Ugh. $100 billion for sex trafficking.
It's so scary.
And this is the thing. So, like, this was the one graphic it says, why can't we see it? And they use the iceberg analogy, you know, where you can only see it and everyone thinks the streets and, you know, they're being swapped at the gas stations and the truck stops. And yes, but then there's school, social media, homes and homes of others, like at home and homes of others. And I'm like, yeah, so two of the five are something that I have access to. So it's, and 93% are someone that you know, or you think you know. So it's not just stranger danger. It's not.
Right.
It was really, really eye-opening to, it's like, you know things, but when you see that, 93% is someone that they know. So teaching them, of course, stranger danger is important, but you need to know when. Do you really know?
Let me just make a bubble and put my children in it, please.
So how about you?
Okay, well, nothing that educational or depressing. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, I love that you get this information because then you get it out to all of our listeners.
I do think General Hospital should do.
They should. That would be great.
Well, because this is what we were just talking about with Bobby, that, like, when they said this wasn't seen as a crime, like, when she was trafficked, she was. She was. That was the other thing. Any minors that go to, so under 18, go to a homeless shelter have to be returned home. They don't check to make sure why. It's not the bratty kid just running away. They don't make sure that it's just they didn't want to follow mom and dad's rules. They don't make sure that they're not going home to, like, an abused place. The kids know this. So they go to the streets. One third are being trafficked in some way within 48 hours of them being on the streets. Yeah.
Mm.
Like, that's insane.
It is.
But yeah, I want them to continue this stuff that Bobby was doing.
Right.
And bring it in. Like, that's amazing to hear that she was doing that. Can we seriously bring it in? Because, I mean, and the whole reason that I was even aware of the seminar, though, is because my friend organized it and asked me to donate a basket.
Aww.
Which I did. And then I was like, well, what are you doing it for? And then I looked. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I definitely want to be more aware. So.
No, and I appreciate you bringing the awareness to all of us because it's not something that I have looked in depth into, but I know, you know, even just normal trips to Target, I'm like, stay together, do not walk anywhere out of the parking lot, blah, 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 like all of those things. Madeline, today there was a van that drove past our house going very, very slowly and rolled the window down, like, as they went past our house.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, came right inside and was like, there was a van out there. I don't know what he was doing, but he was going very, very slow. And I was like, well, good job for knowing. Better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
I'm sure it was just someone looking for an address to deliver something.
I probably look super creepy sometimes because I can't read addresses. Well, I can read them. Some areas don't require. How our area does require that we have to have the letters or the numbers be a certain size and readable from the street. Not everywhere does that.
That old house, you couldn't read the numbers from the street. I know you couldn't, so.
Well, okay, so to sell it.
Yes. But I just mean, like,
they're not driving difficult around now and policing it and being like, we can't see your numbers. No, not at all.
So, it's very scary, and I appreciate the education. It's just, again, one of those realities that you don't really want to hear because living in the bubble is sometimes just easier. But yeah, I didn't have anything too crazy this week. We got our dance schedule, which I thought I had all together, and now it turns out I have to change things around because she's dancing on a Friday when I thought she would only dance Saturday, Sunday. But
I mean, what kind of a parent are you thinking that your child would only be dancing outside of school and not be expected to miss school to do that?
But I knew that that was a possibility. Amanda. I just didn't think because she wasn't doing it solo. I agree when you're having these girls miss or these kids miss all kind of school hours, but I'm not in charge, so I just do what I'm told. But yes, it will cause a rearrangement of my schedule that I was not planning on doing. And as Madeline have said, is already struggling with me having a quote unquote real job. It's another one of those things where I'm like, how am I going to make this work? Because I don't really want to send her to somebody else, but I don't think I can work from the hotel. So we will see. But that is that. If you want your pre-order Girl Scout cookies, make sure you get those in this weekend because everyone has to turn those in like within the next few days, depending on where your council is. So make sure you support your Girl Scouts. And for our Girl Scout troop tomorrow, we're going and making candy, which is why I needed to record tonight instead of.
So you're
going
to be dropping some off. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Or I can just give you instructions on how to make it yourself because I doubt it's going to get from North for sales to our house.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
But, yeah, so that's why I was unavailable for tomorrow.
No problem.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so join us on Thursday as we continue Bobby.
We'll see how much Shannon cries.
Yeah. No, this one I won't cry.
No? Okay. No,
this one I won't.
All right, good. Have a good week.
And we'll meet at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.